Okay, so this is D&D Encounters, The Lost Crown of Neverwinter, and this is session number 10. This is the fourth and final encounter in chapter 3. So at the end of this, you guys will get an extended rest. So if you've been holding back, stop holding back and use your big guns this time around. The encounter begins. You guys were washed through the sewers at the end of the last encounter. You have come to a reservoir area where the water funnels through another deep tunnel, but you guys found like a secluded area. All the loot that was in the were-rat's hideout was here. You guys managed to collect a whole bunch of it. The one were-rat that flipped the lever is also here. He's still unconscious. And that's, I believe, where we're going to pick things up.
All right.
So if we killed him before he pulled the lever,
over, game over.
It doesn't let you. The module specifically says that once he starts to take that action, he completes it, whether he takes enough damage to kill him or not. So
final move.
Just before after your bristling journey through the sewer tunnels, you come to a rest in a new complex. As the water disappears, a couple of ever-burning braziers on the wall gutter back to life, or on the floor rather, gutter back to life. A sputtering were-rat rises and regards you wearily, but does not flee or attack. So yeah, after you guys have come, you had your short rest, you search the thing, he sort of starts to come to. Okay. All right. So in the amount of time that it took for you guys to travel through the water and to come here, his wounds have regenerated. I think he was only down a few hit points anyway. Okay.
I hug the wall.
He is,
please.
So although he's healed, he's clearly here without his allies, and he is absolutely open to negotiation at this point. He comes to and he sees you guys are there, and he sees the warlock wants to kill him, and he's like, talk, right? You guys wanted to talk? Information? You want information? No problem. I'm here to help you out.
And, I'm going to grab him by the collar and hold him over the pit and say, yes, you better start talking, or that's a long fall down.
Yep. Somebody start tying him up.
Okay, yeah, easy.
Yeah,
if we kill him, we get no information.
He's willing to talk, but he's not willing to take unnecessary beating here. So yeah, like you're like, tell us. He's like, I'll tell you. Just put me back on dry land.
All right, fine.
Or they start to grin. He goes, or drop me. And you get the impression that if you drop him, he probably knows how to get out of here.
So, fine, I put him down.
Okay, so do you have any specific questions for him?
All right, tell us everything you know about the lost heir.
That's my question. He's going to be the new king.
Well, that was useful.
Well, you got to ask him more direct questions than that. Where who? The lost heir?
Who is he really?
He doesn't know. He says that the dead rats have always been like a power player, a force to be reckoned with in the city, but since the Lord Neverember's been here, it's become harder for them to act openly. And the lost heir basically approached the leaders of the dead rats and asked for their loyalty, and he agreed to basically give them all the power of the blue fire, which is the spell plague. Like he's agreed to give them power from the spell plague if the dead rats help him get Lord Neverember out of the city. The were-rat seems to think that the lost heir has the power to control the spell plague. Now if you remember during the fight, for those of you who were here with the fight during the dragon was inflicted with a spell plague, and basically at the beginning of that encounter the lost heir was doing like some sort of ritual where he was able to subdue it and keep it under wraps, and you guys were able to regain some hit points. And then during the combat, when the combat ended, he was able to use some sort of spell to change a thing to stone. So now that the were-rat's telling you this information, that the lost heir claims to have the power over the spell plague, maybe that's how he would manage to turn the dragon to stone, as he was able to do something to his spell scar.
Alright, I'm going to try intimidating it. You better not be lying.
No.
You better, don't bother. You better not be lying, or you're going to be a literal dead rat. Just do an inside check.
To make sure
he's clearly is. What would he gain from lying? And he figures, yeah, at this point, he's got nothing to gain by lying. He figures he'll tell you guys what you want to know, and
all right.
Where are we?
Can I do a history check to see if he's telling the truth?
You don't need a check. He's telling you what he knows, yeah. Sorry, what was the next question someone asked?
Where are we? What is this place? Tell us what you know.
Oh, this is just part of the underground sewer system. He's like, eventually all the tunnels will either lead back to the river or they'll lead out. He's like, from here, he goes, I know down this pit. He goes, it's a rough ride. He goes, if you can't regenerate your wounds, you may not live. But he's like, I know that'll get us out. So,
what do we find?
Why is the water suddenly turning blue?
It's just the tile.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Because it's getting filtered here. Why is it suddenly turning blue?
It's just the way the tiles are set up. That's why.
So that's not important.
No. Can anybody else think of it?
Where do we find the air?
He's not sure. He says he's never actually met him or seen him, but he says that he, the air definitely doesn't hold you guys in high regard, or at least not as high regard as you think.
Really?
Even though we helped kill a white dragon. No, we didn't help him kill a white dragon. He was controlling the damn thing. 6
damage.
So is that the one and only dealings that the dead rats have had with the monster?
As far as he knows. Well... he goes, well, yeah, sort of. He probably knows some more, but he's a little...
So, all in favor of killing the heir?
Well, I wouldn't say killing, but we certainly need to keep an eye on it.
All in favor of killing the heir?
So who do we get in touch with to find them? Or how do we find them?
But if you guys remember, your motivation...
All in favor of killing the bard.
Your motivation for coming to find
then
the dead rats...
Then who's going
to
heal you?
Guys, your motivation for finding the dead rats was... Hopefully they were going to put you in touch with the Sons of Alangondar.
All right.
All right, well, how do we get in touch with the Sons of Alangondar?
So he confirms that the dead rats have formed a tentative alliance with the Sons of Alangondar, and basically the alliance was brokered by the Lost Heir. He basically approached each group separately and asked them, will you work with these other guys, at least in the short term? And he says that the Sons of Alangondar actually function here in this underground area. So he's like, if you guys just head down there, they'll probably find you before you find them.
I don't trust him.
Anybody else have any questions?
Well, now that we have all the information we need, can I chuck him down the hole?
No.
Can I hurt him, then chuck him down the hole?
No.
Can I kill him?
Why would you? He's more useful alive.
Or maybe we should kill him so he can't get to the air and warn him.
Exactly.
Then we're on to him.
He jumps in the pit.
Screw you guys!
He takes off. He transforms into a little rat form as he's going down.
Can I chuck something down there to kill him?
He's got 40 hit points. Can you do that with an attack?
I can do it with my flames of Pelagos.
You won't get another rest before you have to fight more monsters, but if you want to try it.
Yeah. All right. In which case, let's get out of here. Well, wait a minute. If we follow down the tunnel, we might wind up where he is. It'll be a tricky fall, but we might make it.
Did you not hear him? If we don't have regenerative powers, we're going to die.
Yeah, there is that.
Okay, so as he takes off, and then as you guys are trying to figure out what to do next, a slight disturbance in the water is your only warning before thick black tentacles burst forth the murky surface and try to ensnare you. So from these tunnels, which there's, I guess, water underneath them, these tentacles will start coming up.
And where are these tentacles?
I'm going to mark them with these little dudes.
Oh, God.
I pray. Hey, these are minions.
Methinks it's a kraken.
As opposed to
an octopus? Many octopi?
Okay.
So, who has burst powers? Perfect. Love the war.
But I go last, so...
Yeah. It doesn't give me really a decent description of the terrain, so I guess we're going to assume that those pits... Let me see if it gives me a thing about the pits. The channels that run down the center of the corridor is contiguous. It is 10 feet wide, 10 feet deep, and filled with water. Climbing out of the water requires one extra square movement.
Oh, okay.
So I guess this is supposed to all be a pool. Yeah, it would have been nice if that was clearer.
Corpses.
Yeah, you don't know that yet. Okay.
Well, I mean, you can see the corpses, but there's information about them.
Okay.
So somebody do a perception check on the corpses.
We can't see them. Literally can't see them.
No, you can see them, but you just got to go over to investigate them.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, so Charles,
calamari
attack here.
You guys want to delay so I can just burst all the tentacles to death?
Yeah, I'm delaying. I don't know what to do.
You guys can enchant the power effect a little bit of mine. It doesn't
say. Yeah. Okay, so we got top of the order. Charles, you're up first. Delay? This one will go here, this one will go here, and this one will do randomly. It's cleric, even Dimitri. Okay, so Dimitri, two tentacles.
So now it's your turn. If it gets pulled,
if it's only just pulled, 19 versus reflex on the first one? Wait, do you have a reaction you want to use?
Yeah, I do. It's my harrier. Persistent harrier. An enemy hits or misses you with an attack for the first time during an encounter. I can attack him and teleport beside him if I hit him, even if he's out of range.
Yeah. Okay.
The teleport I need to hit.
This is a reaction or an interrupt? If it's a reaction, you take the damage.
Immediate reaction.
Okay, so he comes out, he attacks you. What did I say? It was a 19 versus reflex. Is that hit?
Yep.
Okay, so you take 7 damage from the tentacle and you are grabbed, but if you're going to teleport out of the way, then it won't matter.
Okay. I will teleport.
Okay. Do you need to make an attack roll or you just do that?
Oh, sorry. No, not gonna.
Okay.
Not gonna teleport.
Okay, so.
You can't.
Grabs you and pulls you. And then, so those are both going on the cleric if the first one misses. 23 versus reflex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 points of damage. And it pulls you. Okay, Charles, you want to jump back in?
Sure.
Well, it's your turn since he's the one.
So will like enchantment spells work on these things because I don't really have minds.
Yeah. Give me a dungeoneering check for monster knowledge.
12.
Nope. Everyone give me a monster knowledge check. Dungeoneering. All
right. 1, 2, 3, 8.
7.
Seven's not enough.
How much?
20.
How much?
20.
220s? Okay, so it would appear that these are tentacles of a kraken. Kraken is immune to force movement. So normally if a guy is grabbed and you can do force movement to the monsters, you're going to free him. Since it's immune to force movement, unless the power specifically says that you move you guys, you're going to stay grabbed until you free yourself. If you are grabbed on your turn, it can just do an automatic squeeze, or it doesn't even need to make
kill
an attack.
Kill the one.
So Charles, you're up first.
I don't know. I'm not a damager, so we'll just do a winged horde on the group of three. What count
every time I swing? So where are you? Over here. Okay. How big is it?
Oh, it's only burst 3. Burst 1.
So you get 2 of these guys for sure.
Oh, you get hit here and get both of
them.
These two. Okay, so we'll start here. What defense is this against?
Against will.
Okay.
What the hell is with that?
It hits. Boom. Done.
Oh, it's a minion.
Yeah, the arms count as minions.
It's gonna be. That's a 10.
That's not gonna be enough. So Dimitri's free though.
How is that supposed to work? It's an enchantment spell.
Doesn't matter.
It's an illusion.
Did you want to move, or are you good where you are?
Unless he doesn't want to come off the way.
Okay, Lloyd, then Dimitri.
Okay, so.
So you are grabbed. So you can use a move action to try and escape.
Wait, is this one here or here?
No.
Absolutely. It doesn't affect any of your other things. You just can't leave the square.
Or is this
so, when I leveled up, I just took utility cleric bless.
Sure.
So
okay.
What's it? It's plus 1 power bonus to attack rolls.
Okay.
Plus 1 to attack.
And then I'm going to use sunburst.
Okay,
Eric.
On the.
Oh, wait, attack the one that's grabbing you, and if you kill it, which you will on a hit, then you're not grabbed anymore.
Okay. Not enough. Miss. Everybody gets 5 temp.
Do you have an action point?
Well, I haven't used my move yet.
That's fine.
So you're free. Move to
No, you missed it. Yeah, you can try and escape. So do you want to use your athletics or your acrobatics?
Acrobatics. Okay. Not negative. 12.
Not enough. Eric?
Right. Vicious mockery on him.
Okay.
7 plus 6, 13. Versus AC.
No.
Hold it.
Not even close. No. Okay. Still not even close.
All right. No one needs healing. So,
you use healing.
1, 2. How much health do you have?
Oh, no, never mind. I got 4 below.
Okay. I'm not going to use my daily.
Okay. So you're done?
Yeah. Tentacles.
Now it's your turn.
Yes, this is a slime.
Even though it looks more like a... what the...
Blue spawn ambusher.
So these are green slimes. They're oozes. And they were on the ceiling, and they attacked.
Of course, I try staying in the back to not get hit. I get hit by something.
This will attack Scythe guy. 24 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
And this will attack Dimitri. 21 versus reflex.
Yep. How much damage?
Let me find out. Okay. On Adam, or on Trevor, sorry, 6 damage, acid damage. You are grabbed.
Can I teleport get out of grab?
On your turn, you can try.
No. Oh, how much damage does that take?
And Dimitri, 4 damage, acid damage, and you were grabbed as well.
Wow, they missed.
Yeah, I'm gonna help him. 18.
While you are grabbed, you will take ongoing damage at the start of your turn.
Does it save ends or?
Wow. And no, as long as you're grabbed, you'll automatically take damage at the start of your turn. It's trying to eat through your stuff. Okay, Trevor.
How much damage?
10.
What?
10 acid.
Oh, God damn it. Teleport gets me out of hold, doesn't it?
Yep.
Alright, so I'm going
to
teleport.
You need to be able to see where you're going.
I think he can.
There's a wall here, so you can teleport anywhere in this direction, as long as it's within the range.
Can he teleport here?
Nope, can't see that square from there.
Here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what the range
is. It's burst 2, isn't it?
It's burst 3. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my movement to teleport up to here. I'm going to use my standard for a second movement to move over here. And then I'm going to use Hellfire and Brimstone.
Action point?
No, it's minor. So
okay. It automatically hits? Doesn't it?
Hellfire and Brimstone is an auto hit.
Okay. Does it hit
and that's
this
an
guy?
Encounter?
Yes, it does. 1, 2, 3.
For half damage?
It's 5 damage on all of them, regardless.
Wow.
Well, it's the...
Well, that made the night quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you said it was going to take an hour? I just made it 30 minutes?
Oh, it's that one, eh?
Yeah, the double spawn.
Okay. Anything else?
That was everything.
That was I used a minor and movement in a major.
Okay.
You guys are no longer grabbed there, correct?
Oh, no, you are. Charles.
Still got 2 slimes to worry about.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Mega, whoa.
I just killed 7 Kraken tentacles.
They're minions, though, so don't get too caught.
I still killed 7 of them. I already have the 5 temps. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Never mind. But I used the miner to do the action, so.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't do it. But it would have been awesome if you did.
Monster knowledge check, nature.
Nature?
Yes, everybody. Not enough. It's under 15, I don't care.
Monster knowledge, nature?
Yes.
17.
19.
Anyone else?
17.
No, you don't know any of that jazz. Okay.
So what do they know?
Those pits are water, right?
This is water.
Well, we know it's a
coral terrain 10 feet deep.
We know it's an acid slime for the simple fact that it just did 10 acid damage to me.
Yeah.
Swim?
Yeah.
Well, we'll put it in there anyway. So we'll do just a hypnotism on him.
Okay.
Wait, but it shouldn't work. It's a slime.
I know, no obvious.
Don't think about it.
Oh, okay.
Power works, the power works.
19.
Versus?
Will.
That'll hit. That was on this guy?
Yeah.
And where are you putting him?
Directly south to the pool.
here.
My hand is six, full. Whatever six I have is. Nothing to take advantage of that with.
Right.
Yay. Okay.
The light is used.
Anything else? Hook
shots at it.
Lloyd. No. Then Dimitri.
I could do some healing.
Who? You need healing?
I'm at 18.
Yeah, sure. So.
Minor.
So surge value plus.
Or D6. Four plus a D6.
So. Yeah. So that's 10 plus 9, like it's 19.
There you go.
Whoa.
So I'm at full health.
There you go.
And then, is it my opening hand? Remember those?
And I'll level after this.
Look, it's there.
Actually, yeah, you guys probably shouldn't have been able to go through that pit, but whatever.
There, I guess. Sure.
We'll say from this point forward, you can't go through the pit.
Oh. Unless you jump.
I pulled you in that square. I didn't realize already would have pulled you around. But whatever.
Okay.
If you had been in this square, 1, 2, 3, yeah, you still could have made it. So you would have got to there. So you would have had to go around that way.
Okay.
You could have jumped the pit.
That's her aspect of wrath.
Okay.
The daily, 18 plus 6.
That hits.
Versus AC. So he takes 1d8 radiant, or 1d8. So 7 radiant damage. I gain 10 temporary hit points.
So.
Okay, hold on. So he takes 3 hit points, and Dimitri takes 3 hit points. Because he's got you grabbed. Yeah. Attacks on the creatures that do damage while they're grabbing, half goes the monster, and half goes the person being grabbed. That's what I was having to make the monster check for, but nobody rolled high enough.
Okay, so I'm not using my encounter then until Dimitri gets
plus
free.
Plus 1. Sorry, I forgot to add the plus 1.
So it would be 4 and 4. Okay, so anything else? Temporary hit points, you got those? Okay, anything else from you? Dimitri, take 10 acid at the start of your turn for being grabbed.
Get yourself 3
so I can
kill him.
Okay.
Almost, but no.
I'm just going to put this under here so that I can tell the two monsters apart.
I'm going to use my daily.
Okay.
The pretty effect is before the attack, you shift your speed. You can move through enemy spaces during this.
You can't shift. You're grabbed. You need to make a move. You need to spend a move action to escape.
Yeah.
You can do the attack, you just don't get the shift part.
Alright.
But then you can't escape.
Damage, though? The attacks from within?
Just get yourself free.
Yeah, let's try and.
Yeah, you know what? I think it would. It's the way it reads. Attack, it doesn't say enemy. Attacks that hit the slime deal half damage to the slime and half damage to the single creature grabbed by the slime. So, yeah, I'm going to say that even if you attack it yourself, you still gonna take half the damage.
Okay, I gotta try and get through then.
Yeah, big time. The 10 ongoing acid is gonna be huge. You gotta try and get out of that.
Is it athletics or?
You can use athletics or acrobatics.
Doesn't matter. Same.
You want it to like
17.
Survive.
No.
It's a range.
No way. No.
You can hit anything on the board.
It is a very powerful slime.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to meet
like
you.
Like it's
you're
a formless thing, right? It's just trying to engulf you, and you're trying to wipe it off and step back, and it just keeps. It's like gum. It's like just keep sticking to you.
So
you can take a second move action to try and escape again.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
How many hit points you have left, Dimitri?
20.
He's not bloody yet, 20. So we can. The diet.
Not gonna do no. it.
Anymore. You're gonna thank me for okay. that. I'm about to do that.
Action point?
You
can see some of the guys may be able to help you.
No, I'll do accelerating strike at this point.
You've used two actions, moving a standard.
I'm not taking that chance.
You have an action point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an action point or did you use the last fight?
He still has an action point.
Eric, you give me next.
I know. I know what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna use what's it called? Action point, second wind, and another move to try and get free.
Second wind is standard action, so it's the move or the standard.
Never mind. Yeah,
do you want to just wait? These guys may be able to free you.
I can free you.
As long as they don't start attacking the monster, you should be able to live through another round.
Or as long as we don't start attacking the monster.
Yeah. I'm just gonna mark
them. Okay.
It splits damage, right?
Yeah.
It splits damage.
Yeah. Eric, and then.
Alright, heal him. So you are going to be able to spend a healing surge and get plus 6 to
me?
Yeah, surge plus 6.
So that's one of them down, that's minor, my move, and I am so tempted to hit him, but I know you're going to take damage.
Well, then you're going to hit me for what I'm about to do.
Can I see him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright. Vicious mockery on him. I'm going to insult the slime so badly.
Not badly enough.
Okay, slime time.
I don't think
your mother was an amorphous blob.
Oh, it's evens.
Evens. Yes. What?
The fuck? Either of these two are
12 versus reflex.
Apparently, I hurt its feelings. Nope.
What's the move on a slime?
That is. Yeah. How the heck does something without legs move that quickly?
It's got a speed of 4. And 14 versus reflex.
But I thought this was difficult terrain.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 1, 2, 3, 4.
He was here.
He was here. In the water. Yeah. So right, did that hit you? 14? Okay, so that's going to be 5 acid damage and 5 ongoing save ends. Now that does not stack with the other one, but if you get freed, that 5 ongoing...
Got it? But he can take the save at the end of his turn to...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Trevor.
That slime, the slime adjacent to me takes 2 damage for ending its turn next to me.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dimitri takes 1, the slime takes 1.
Okay, I'm gonna curse him.
Hang on, it's my turn. Oh yeah, sorry.
It is my turn.
Yeah, I can move the slime. Nobody can hear it.
You gonna curse this one?
No, this one.
This one.
I have to close target. I'm gonna use Vampiric Embrace.
Sure. What is it?
Oh my god.
2d8 plus charisma plus gain temps.
Okay.
Automatic hit.
No, I have to.
On my turn, sorry, I will.
9.
Wow.
What defense?
Reflex.
Oh god.
Charisma. 9 plus 5, 14, 15, 16.
Nope, not enough.
17?
Yeah.
Nope.
No? Damn.
That was worth it.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm gonna run away.
The fuck?
Okay. Charles?
Everything I have is range 10, so.
Dimitri, that's the slime that's on Dimitri.
Against Will?
Yeah, far away. Yep. How many squares?
Move him 6.
So, note to self? They have high reflex.
Yeah.
I don't know
so what I'm screwed.
This way.
Does he take me with him?
No. He would let you go on a force move.
So that's 6?
Yep. Sweet. Yeah. Thank you. You just shoved him closer to me now.
No, you're always running on. I don't know where you are, you unpredictable man.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay, no. I'm standing next to the brassiere. Chances are something's gonna happen there.
Okay.
It's Boy. Light.
Something right then, Dimitri.
Okay, so is he grabbed?
No. It missed entirely.
For your ongoing acid, so we don't forget.
How hurt is Dimitri? Dimitri's
not very, he's got a heal.
Okay. Here's my thought process. Right, so there's gotta be a reason brassieres are there.
Mm? Yeah.
So I'm gonna just
not grab. I'm gonna check next to the slime. So I missed
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll walk over. Over here, 1, 2, 3. Here,
yeah. Can I move him?
Yes. Yep. Yes. Why would you move it closer to me?
Besides the obvious move.
1, 2, 3, 4. Now you can attack him.
Well, if it wasn't that way, then you could attack Dimitri.
Okay. Better Dimitri. He has a higher reflex.
Okay, Dimitri. Take 5 damage.
Awesome. Now, the ongoing, I got 5 and 5 last time. Did I take 10 or
no? When it hit you, you took 5 damage, and now you take 5 from the ongoing.
Okay, so wait, I'm taking the 10 off. So
and the 10 you don't take because you're not grabbed by the slime and start your turn.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, I'm at 25. Alright, I'm going to just attack this guy.
Okay.
Chase him down.
As you say, let's assume that pit's not there because it's just going to be inconvenient for everyone.
Can you toss the slime down after the were-rat?
This pit's not here?
Assume that, yeah, don't sweat it. Let's just, for the sake of the con, I think it'll just make things too complicated.
Okay.
From a story perspective, it's there. From a tactical perspective, assume it's not.
So I can't go around for
this is water, so you can go in the water, but it counts as difficult terrain.
Plus this ticked off Kraken.
Well, I killed the Kraken.
You killed the Kraken.
I killed the Kraken.
Crits him. Nice.
So I push him 1 square as well.
He's not holding you. That would have sucked, eh?
Yeah.
Damage? 1, 2. Okay.
13 damage.
13, so he's going to take all of that.
Oh, wait, I got a plus. I got a
oh,
plus
wait, that's the wrong one.
13 plus 26. 15 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to push him 1 this way.
Okay. Eric, you need to make saving throw against the ongoing acid.
I am going to hit him with Stirring Shout.
Okay.
Stirring Shout on him. Please hit.
Oh, fuck.
A one will not do it. Do you want to move?
Actually, can I push this guy this way?
Is it sure. A push attack? Yeah, that'll still work.
I'll move here.
Okay.
That would have been so useful if I had to do it. Okay, and that'll be that. How much do you need healing?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
wait, did you mark him?
I thought you moved. Your character's still there.
No, I've got this bird.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. I have to be beside them for the marks to work.
I don't remember what it did. I think it was odd seconds. Okay, so.
Yes! Goodbye, Eric!
What?
17 versus reflex?
Oh, yeah.
So he grabs and engulfs you. 5 points of acid damage. And if you're grabbed at the start of your turn, you'll take 10 acid. Now, you've got a mark. Are you able to do anything with that?
Beside him.
Why are you clapping at my demise?
Because it's not me!
You're a coward.
You push him, so he'll come to you.
Okay, so I get to attack it. Yep.
22 versus reflex?
Yep.
5 damage. And again, at the start of your turn, if you're still grabbed, you'll take the 5. You'll take 10. But that 10 will supersede the 5 you already got. Okay, Trevor.
All right, I'm going to use my minor to inspect the fire, see if there's anything important about it.
How many hit points?
Sorry. 20.
Eric, how many hit points?
23.
No. The Braziers have a minor magical enchantment that just turns them on when there's people in the room.
I got those temporary plus 5 at the beginning, remember?
Can I inspect the body?
Sure.
Effectively 28.
Yeah. Insider perception.
Nature check.
Oh, nature check. This is going to end poorly. Oh, no, 17.
Okay, so this guy was clearly killed by the slime. Little remains except for a Kraken amulet.
Can I take it?
Sure.
Instantly, 5 Kraken tentacles. We're up and try to.
A Kraken amulet?
I haven't finished my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Kraken amulet?
No, you did. You did inspect, move, and inspect. That's 3 actions.
Oh.
Unless you want to use an action point.
Yeah, I'm going to use the action point.
Okay.
So, Kraken amulet?
Yep.
I wonder what the heck that does.
Could have controlled the Kraken if you hadn't killed it.
You're a tiefling, right?
Yes.
Hellish Rebuke.
Damn.
Sure, what does that do?
Fire damage.
Is that a range attack?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's the range?
Somebody has to hit you, though. It's a
No. It's 1d6 plus 1d6.
Not Infernal Wrath.
Okay.
So Hellish Rebuke, I do fire damage.
Straight up damage. It doesn't.
Yeah. It's fire damage, so he would resist it. So, yeah. So let's see. That's not going to hit. That's going to be a 12 versus reflex.
Nope, not enough.
Well, okay. They have high reflex. I'm not going to hit them. Period.
Charles.
Targeting the guy who's taking the
Okay.
Against so,
your back. That is 5,
and we'll move
it 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 1, 2,
3, 4.
Move right
seriously?
To corner.
He's getting the experience
Lloyd!
Who's hurt? Anybody hurt?
Dimitri.
So slow.
I'm grabbed. Someone needs to hit that slime.
Okay. I'm not bloody.
Actually, yeah. Heal Eric.
No, don't bother healing. It took it up. Don't bother. Because I have two temporary left, so it's not going to be that bad. Just push him off.
Right, so try pushing the slime off.
Can I do anything to push him away? I don't have any abilities.
You can try and do a bull rush. It does no damage, but it would force move him and break the hole.
Yeah, I think I'll just do that.
Bull rush strength slime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you get a plus 1 to charge, and then you get plus 1 because you leveled up. So you'd be rolling on a 2.
Yeah.
It's versus his armor class.
That's not gonna
What's the armor class of a slime?
I have no idea.
I know it's reflex.
I don't think anybody's attacked the armor class yet.
No, I have, but it missed widely, so. I don't know.
So is it any damage done to the slime at all, or any damage done by an ally?
I guess I'll just try it. I'll give it a damage. I'll give it a shot. So, would it have to be anywhere specific?
Sorry, what are you trying to do?
The bull rush.
You gotta end your turn next to him. So you basically charge charge up.
Three, four, the dark side five.
Yep. So he is
I don't know.
So, that's what they are. They're basically
it is, but nope. You get up there and you're like, ooh, he's slimy. No such luck. And Eric's all covered. Help me, I'm burning in acid. Dimitri.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
As a miner, does Zimmerman need a saving throw?
I kicked his ass before you showed up.
Oh, well, Dimitri's going to take five damage in a second.
Yeah, so I can use this encounter ability to do this saving throw. Cool. Saving throw plus two.
Awesome. So you eight or better make this save and avoid the damage. And you did, no problem. Leave that out because you might need it again. Okay, good job. So Dimitri, you do not take five damage because you need your save.
So this guy's looting bodies and we're helping people.
I'm gonna give
well, I tried attacking. It has an 18 reflex, but I can't hit it.
It's 10 feet deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you need to make an athletic check to tread water.
All right, can I use the ability then instead?
Yeah.
I'm going to use that daily that I didn't use before, accelerating strike before the attack. You shift your speed. You can move through enemy spaces during this combat.
Okay, how many? So you can get over to this side, no problem.
Effect also, you gain plus two power bonus to your speed, so seven.
Yeah, so you're fine.
In addition, when you shift, you shift one extra square.
So I assume you want to end in a flank.
Yeah. Okay. And going to go for double damage if I can.
Now remember, it'll take half the damage if you attack a monster.
Do it! We can heal you! Do it!
At this point, since I already used the ability. Sorry, man.
Crit!
24.
Aww.
22.
I got 24.
That'll
I'm
hit.
Just 20, trying to get you into your warlock.
Versus AC? I know.
And it's...
Well, I got 24, so...
Is that, 13 damage.
So 12, 6 to you and 6 to me.
So I take 6?
12 damage. Yeah. Sorry. One less. 12.
Still 6.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll round down the fraction. Okay, any other effects happen?
We don't want to because...
No, I'm actually...
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I get double. My bad.
Oh, so you get an additional 4 to you and 4 to me. Okay, Eric, your turn. You take 10 acid at the start of your turn because you're still grabbed. Are you bloody?
Damn it, should use the action point.
Are you bloody?
Yes, I'm bloody. Does that make a difference?
I don't like the fact that he's asking so much.
No, I don't either.
No, it doesn't make a difference. I'm just, okay. I want to know when the characters are about to die.
So, if I hit him,
any damage you deal, you're going to take half.
How the heck does that work?
Well, he's like engulfing you, so you got to like... Yeah. Try and get him off you.
And moving around in the slime also burns you faster. So.
Yeah.
Okay, in which case I'm going to
try and do the escape check first.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to.
Okay, athletics or acrobatics?
It makes no difference, I have one in both.
Well, the check, the number is different, so you got to tell me which one you're using. The DC will change depending on which of those two skills you want to use.
The reflex is high, so not acrobatics then, so I'll use athletics.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nope.
So that doesn't work. That's my standard?
That's your move action.
My
you
move.
Can use another move action to try and escape.
In which case, I'm going to use my minor, heal myself.
So that's the second and final heal?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll score the healing after, and then what are you going to do for your standard? Do you have an action point left?
Yes, I do.
So you could continue to try and escape if you're concerned. Well, the heal is going to give you more hit points. You should be fine for a little while.
Yeah, I know. A little while. I'm going to get 6 plus 7, so yeah, I'm going to get 13
plus.
No, I'm
going to attack that guy.
You can attack. You can. Do you have a range attack? You try and shoot this. Well, that'll just draw an opportunity attack.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'll use my standard for another escape.
Nope.
Mark them. Not thinking.
He is marked.
Is it by me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's 9. So what am I going to do?
You use your action point to do a range attack on this guy. He's marked by Dimitri, so...
He'll take damage, yeah, but how much?
Oh, yeah, but then you'll take half of that as well.
Yes.
Yes, of course you'll take that attack.
No, I am not going to.
It's mindless, so... All
right, so I got, what, 13 plus?
Okay.
21.
Slime! That one attacks Eric. 22 versus reflex?
Yep. Versus reflex, yes.
So you take 5 damage, and you've got ongoing 5.
Yes,
but the
course.
Ongoing 5 doesn't do anything as long as you're grabbed.
He's going to take 5 damage, psychic damage as well.
So Eric, you take 2, I take 2.
What? I just took another 2?
If Dimitri wants to kick on the power, it's your call.
Maybe I shouldn't. My bad.
What are you no, not going to penalize him?
Do that.
What's your total,
okay.
Eric? Is
that his turn? 16 at the moment. I'm not going
to
let
he's adjacent to me, so he takes 1.
Don't.
Eric takes 1.
So Eric, you take 1.
not an option.
15.
Why don't you try to, you know.
Oh, 19 on the die. You are going to get grabbed.
How?
Ting, 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 ting. Welcome to my world.
I was already grabbed.
This quick, easy encounter when you took out the tentacles. Eight acid damage. And grabbed.
25.
Oh, yeah, if he'd been able to control the Kraken, they could have been pulling the slimes off us.
Yeah, they could have. They could have grabbed it in.
Trevor,
just it down.
Trevor, take 10 up. Points.
I know.
Start your turn.
You
could have used 5 tentacles and just lashed them to pieces.
Oh, shut up. It's not my fault I want to kill things.
Burn first, ask questions later.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that always you?
Oh, God.
No, not quite yet. I am one
are
of
you bloodied?
Buddies. No.
Okay, well, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Wait, yes, I'm on the bloody volume.
All right, I might not survive
burning,
this.
Burning!
You guys don't know which one's which. Is this him or is this him?
I'm going to try escaping, which is not going to happen, so I'm going to need to heal.
I'm out of healing.
And it's too far away. It's only range 5.
Athletics. You teleported to that thing? Or?
I already used teleport.
I wonder if there's another amulet on that one, like a slime amulet.
You try to escape. Are you going to use athletics or acrobatics?
I'm going to have to use athletics.
Okay, fire away.
14?
Nope.
Wow.
They're tough to get to shrug off.
Just jump in the water, try and drown it along with yourself.
Yeah, that was standard, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in water.
You're grabbed. You're effectively immobilized. So you can't leave your square as long as you're grabbed. Teleport's the only thing to work. You can take a second action to try and escape again.
What's your hit point total now, Trent?
Okay, that's 2 on 2. We tell him ignore both of them.
He says, don't worry, they don't look the brightest.
I'm going to try escaping again.
What's your intelligence? Even worse.
That was the same number. It's a 16.
16 is not enough.
A few days ago, I might have killed you.
Anything else?
I can't do anything else.
Charles?
Please help.
Is you over here?
What do you want me to do?
Not you.
He's not bloody.
Anybody.
What's your range on your movie power? 10. So you can do it. No, you don't even have line of sight on him. You'd have
if
to
I move up one square.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Against one.
Yep.
And move it further and further away. And does it drag Trevor with him?
No.
Nope. Freezing.
Thank you, God.
You mean thank you, Vecna.
He has a turn again before you get the turn, so...
Okay, but he can't move 4.
He can move 4. I can move
4?
You can move and then charge.
A slime can charge?
Any creature can charge. You just have to use your basic attack.
Wow. Can slimes jump?
That's it.
Void.
That'd be a little minor action.
Alright. do you need healing? Like,
I need healing.
Yeah, I know you do.
Too far away. Nine squares.
Yeah, 9 squares.
If you move away, the monster's going to take an opportunity attack, which will hurt Eric.
How hurt are you, Eric? I'm at 15, one above bloody.
I'm at 15, one at bloody.
Sorry?
You're going to heal you? Do you have a healing surge left?
Yeah, how many surges do you guys have?
One.
Oh, wait, and I'll have four. Surge left.
Okay. And then I'm going to.
With an additional 4
plus a d6.
4 plus a d6?
Yeah.
I thought it was 7 plus a d6.
No, it's 4 plus a d6.
8.
I'm going to attack the slime.
Have you realized I stopped when I would have missed that? I know.
Miss.
I believe
you want to end your turn next to the slime, or you want to shift one square?
No, I didn't do any work.
I'm going to end my turn.
I picked up some new cards.
That's a bad idea.
Point damage.
What?
Whoa, no.
So that heal you just got was 8 plus your surge value, right?
8 plus the surge?
Yes.
Oh! No, it wasn't.
It was 4 plus the d6 plus the surge. And then you just took 1 point damage.
Yeah, so I'm now at 27. That was very useful.
And then you get to make a saving throw as well, because they use that.
Yeah,
you get the ongoing 5 thing.
Okay, Dimitri.
Okay. If I push this guy one square here, is he still held? He's got to be more than one away?
Yeah, he's got to move more than one away.
So push him here.
Shift here.
Okay.
I'm going to do an attack that does a push as well.
Okay.
So, bull strength.
That'll hit. Damage.
Is that reflected into me?
How much? Eight.
Four for you and four for me.
And I push him.
It breaks the grab.
Sorry, it's the best I could do.
And, it's
and
better
I think
than
I'll shift as well over here.
You shifted to make the attack.
What? Oh, I shifted to make the
attack. Yeah, because you need to push him. Okay, Eric, you got five ongoing acids. You take five right at the top. Are you bloody again?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, he healed me basically to full.
Yep.
Okay, so you get to go heal him now, though, right?
I have no healing.
He doesn't have any heals left.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, you guys are out.
Run. But you're
second win time, boys.
I know, but I can't run because his turn
Slimes
is first.
Next.
Okay. Really?
Run!
Grip me or something!
How am I supposed to help
heal
you?
That thing.
Fine, right,
okay. As a standard action, you can make a heal check on an adjacent character to trigger his second wind so they don't have to take an action.
Yeah,
you can't make
it.
You have to be next to him and you have to make the heal check.
Well, let's see. Heal check's a standard.
It is a standard. So,
so I need a move than a standard.
Yeah. So far away. You're not going to have enough to get there this time, but you can move potentially so that you're closer if he gets
right.
hit and grab him next.
Here's time. What I'm going to do. Vicious mockery on him.
Okay. That's gonna miss.
It goes right over the slime set.
Why?
Those dice are cold. Oh.
Okay, one more.
Get that dice
then
sweater.
I'm gonna move one, two, three, four, five,
this is water, buddy.
Six.
Can't move through there.
Oh, I'm here?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah, it's the same number of squares. Six.
Oh, that's my standard.
Started here, right?
One more.
Yeah.
Six.
One, two, three, four.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's my move. That's my standard.
I'm done. Okay.
I'm screwed.
This line.
Yes.
Move to attack Dimitri because he's marked. Misses.
Nice.
Why couldn't he roll that for me?
Why? Charges. Can't do the golf engulf with the charge.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
But it can't do the ongoing damage. It missed anyway.
All yes.
Versus reflex.
Yes.
Trevor.
That's mine.
Trevor, then Charles, then Lloyd. Trevor
can
first.
Can he do the engulf on an opportunity attack?
No.
No?
No.
One, two. Three, four.
Gotcha, that's on
5, 6.
25 versus reflex. You take 5 damage and 5 ongoing. But you'll be able to save at the end of your turn, so you roll well.
Why are you going that way?
Checking the body.
Let's just hope it doesn't. It's greedy. You want to use your second win as a standard action?
I have a bad. You can ask any questions.
Yes, I do.
Good call.
So that's a surge. So that's 19. I'm no longer bloodied.
Did I take any more damage?
Not yet.
And as a minor, I can search him, right?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. He's got the same, exact same amulet.
Okay, so now I have
two of those amulets.
We were silently
Charles
hoping there was like a slime.
Oh, you need to make a saving throw. Right.
I know.
All right. The slime.
I need a 10, right?
Against 10. Better.
Plus, second win gives me plus 2, right?
14.
No, not the same. 14 versus Will?
Whoa.
So you didn't make the save?
No.
14 is exactly what you need.
Okay, so let's go.
So you don't really care about the question.
Yeah, we do eventually hit him. Yeah, well, I can get those two close enough.
Eric. Guess who he's closer to?
We don't often.
Now remember, you've got the face step. I wouldn't use it yet. I would save it in case you need it. So what's your movement speed? 6?
5. 3, 4, 5.
You'd have to move and charge it. Or you can just potentially move somewhere for better for next time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's up to you. You don't want to necessarily put yourself in the danger zone, right?
Yeah. Does nobody have range attacks except for the warlock?
I do, but they're all versus reflex.
I move here.
And it's got at least an 18 reflex.
And I'll just throw a javelin at it.
Because, you know, slime's a real agile. Apparently. Or the bolt just goes right through it.
So 14.
Oh, wait. Javelin might not. Give me the number.
It's 14 plus 4, so 18.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic. Yeah.
And then 1d6 plus 1 damage. So 3 damage.
What's his favorite color?
Thank you.
About time. It's something.
Well, it's the fact that it only does half damage when you do a half. It's like, look at all the hits he's making. Okay, Dimitri.
I will advance on this bloodied slime. What's your speed?
Five will get you there.
Yeah.
You can move and charge.
Yeah, might as well. He's bloody.
I don't know which gray. Probably there's probably better.
Because he doesn't like
okay, far away.
he refuses to even listen to
nope. Oh, dirty.
This guy's fault.
Yep. Eric, you take 5 damage for the ongoing acid.
I know.
And the slimes go next.
Distract him. I have an idea.
All right. I save at the end of mine, correct?
Yep.
In which case, vicious mockery on him.
Yep. Nice.
Yes. Six plus six. 12.
12?
12. Right off the bat, and it gets minus 2 towards all its attack rolls.
Good thing. All right. Good job. Okay.
In which case, I'm then going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Do you want to get engulfed?
Make a saving throw?
No. Never mind. I'm just going to stay here.
No, please do it. Please.
He doesn't have any heals. He can't help you.
No, but distract him. I have an idea.
Do you?
What yes, is it? You'll see.
Okay, so my slime's about to go. Are you going to make a saving throw?
I'm going
to
make my saving throw.
You did.
Yes.
You're good.
Booyah.
Okay, that one attacks Dimitri. Tries to grab you. It has minus 2. Okay, so 5 plus 10, 15. Versus reflex.
No, this is...
We'll roll up the damage in a second.
Wait a minute. It can jump over chasms now?
No, it can't. But
swim.
2 squares will get it there.
It forms a little fish tail.
Turns into a boat.
24 versus reflex?
Son of a bitch, yes.
Okay, Dimitri, 4 acid. Trevor, 6 acid.
Of course. I'm ready. Plus 5.
10 damage.
10, right.
Whoa.
So, 9, 6, 13. I have 3 health left. No
one up in court. Well, you better get freed or you're going to be...
Wait, no, I... Minus 2 from... Wait, second wind. How much did it? Oh, I still would have got
it. Doesn't affect your hit points. Just your Ds.
What does second wind do again?
Plus 2 to all defenses.
Plus 2 to your defenses. Unless somebody else triggers it.
Yep.
In which case...
You get nothing. Just your hit points. Thank you. Okay.
Break free.
Then Charles.
Break free with athletics. Nope. Break free with athletics. Nope.
Plan would have been good.
Charles.
Well, I can't do my plan when I'm grabbed. That's why I asked him to take the damn blow.
What was the plan?
Charge him! You're a warlock.
Where are you? You're over here?
It has 18 reflex.
10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
How the fuck does a slime have reflex that high?
My shots go right through it.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's enough.
Okay, so from there, we'll target him.
Are you bloodied?
I am bloodied.
How bloodied are you? Are you going to fall down with the 10 damage you take? 7. No? Okay. Yeah.
So target him with
you
the
need to make this attack.
Sure. 14 again.
Right on the money.
Thank you, Lord.
6 this way towards him.
Throw him in the fire. Throw him in the fire.
Oh, that was a good idea.
Can you bring him closer?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Can you bring him closer? We'll try this encounter power again.
Because I got a blast 3.
What's that?
It's against Will.
Yep.
Okay, so you're no longer grabbed, correct? Okay, so
right, yes, but I'm still bloody. Very, very bloody.
Oh, wait.
He wants it there.
I'm bloody.
I'm gonna blast him.
Okay, so it's
I'm bloody. Did I get a little bloody here?
So anyway, we'll have this one attack.
Okay.
Okay, and golf him.
Okay.
I think it's just a basic attack.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Go ahead, roll the dice. You know what? It's not going to... This one is attacking... If this one makes the attack, Dimitri's fine. If this one makes the attack, Dimitri's fine.
Okay. The bloodied one will make the attack on...
Okay, so unfortunately, he can't inflict enough damage with his basic attack to hurt it, because they have resist. Because it does a flat 5, and they have resist 5.
They never said kill him.
Damn.
Wait, never?
Yeah, no kidding. Good chance, good idea, though. Anything else?
I need heals.
You got a minor?
I'm going to die.
die.
You
from
did a move,
the
a standard, action point for another standard.
I'm gonna die from the five.
Already attacked and a burst on those.
That was no, but that was part of the power, right? The slide power. And then you had him attack him. That was a standard. Standard.
No, that was
a it's a move action to do the slide.
Nice.
It wasn't a standard action.
It was an at will, and then the same at will used with an action point to do the attack portion.
Okay. Yeah, so you've got a move action, and you took a move action. You've got a minor action left.
So I'm not spending two.
You would have needed to use the action point, but unfortunately the power didn't do what you wanted it to do because the monsters were immune to it.
Okay,
but you had no idea.
I'm done.
Okay, Dimitri.
Yes.
Take 10 damage.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped you. It's Lloyd first.
Okay.
So this is difficult terrain, so if you want to move through, actually you can get through this way, 1, 2, 3, 4, if you want to come around.
Oh, you could just jump it.
Do this, yeah. There, attack the thing. Oh, Dimitri's.
Yeah, Dimitri's being grabbed right now.
Now, if I attack this guy, I still take half damage, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
I also like the change person carrying around.
Thank you. You can get around him, yeah. So you can fire it around. Okay.
I'll attack him.
Yep.
Seven plus six plus two.
What would be?
13, 15.
Versus which defense?
AC.
Not enough.
Okay. And does anybody around me need the saving throw?
What's the question?
I need one, but I'm not near
you. Way too far, though. How much range?
1, 2, 5, 6, 7.
It's too far.
How much longer do you think this will go?
I'll use the
10, 15 minutes.
I'll give Dimitri 2 damage resistance.
Yeah, good call. Okay, so Dimitri, you take 8 damage.
But no,
brings me to 8. Awesome. Relax, guys. I got this.
Yep.
I'm going to use 2 psionic points to a close blast 3.
Okay.
And
but you still grab. You'll take them.
And yeah. To push if I can. Hit it. No, so I mean, red on red, green on purple.
Those are both going to hit.
Yep.
Do the damage on the red. Do the damage on this guy first. Same damage on both guys.
Okay. This guy first. Well, I got 2 more for the bloody gauntlets against this guy.
Okay, you should do enough to kill him. But let's figure it out.
7, 2 plus 5 is 14 damage.
So he takes 7 and you take 7.
No, it's not 14. Yeah, 14.
He takes 7 and you take 7. He's not quite dead yet. You have 1 hit point.
Pushes him back 1 as well.
Okay, so breaks a grab. That's good news.
Yeah.
All right.
And now the other guy.
The other guy takes how much? Or are we going to take the same damage?
I don't know.
It's a burst attack. So what did we say? 14?
Yeah.
That bloodies him.
Oh, no, it's not 14. It's 12 because I don't have the bloody gauntlets.
Right. Okay. That's still going to bloody. Okay. Good job.
And action points, second wind.
Good job. Okay, Eric, do you have ongoing damage or do you do not?
No. I'm going to move here.
You're still standing, right?
Yeah.
Start
your
turn.
Well, I'm dead at the start of my turn. Okay, so I'm going to use blunder on him.
Okay. That'll hit.
17 plus 6, yeah. Okay, that'll hit. That's 1d6 plus charisma. 6 plus 5, that's 11. So it just took 11 damage. And I'm going to slide him 1, 2. And Dimitri gets a free attack action against him. You get a free attack action against him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with a plus 2 to damage.
And a plus 2 because he's bloody.
No, my power.
Oh, and I get plus 2 because of the gauntlets?
Yes. That's plus 4.
So see if you hit him.
We'll just say you did.
I don't know, he might want to witness it.
Yeah.
Let's
see. You said resolve it yourself.
Let's do the letdown when he gets here. Just a free basic melee, right?
Yeah, basic melee, and then you get a plus 2, plus 2. So that's basically like plus 4.
Oh, yeah, and there's a bless going on for a
while. Oh, there is bless until under the counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's that do? To attack or
to attack?
Okay, sorry about that. Did Dimitri make his attack?
No, nope. He thought he would want to wait for you.
Yep, that hits.
Versus AC.
And sorry, which guy is he attacked? This
him.
One? Okay.
And you are going to get a plus 4 to that on top of everything else?
Well, so 5 damage.
That's it?
Plus your strength mod.
I don't have any strength.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same damage. Okay. That'll happen on Eric's turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the slime gets to go.
Sorry, 43?
They have 43 and 43. You guys managed to bring them both down. Okay, well, that one's going to... that one's still marked by Dimitri?
It doesn't matter. He's not going to.
He'll just stay there. It's going to attack the cleric. 21 versus reflex. And that one's on Dimitri. 19 versus reflex. Okay, so you both grab. 7 damage and 4 damage.
I think Dimitri's dead.
No, I used the second one. He's probably fine.
No.
Wrong monster.
Well, it brought me up.
Okay. Trevor.
Damage?
He took 4. Trevor falls down. Make your saving throw. Now he saves, so he won't take any more damage. His corpse is right next to that one.
Do you want to run the encounter on Saturday?
Charles, then Lloyd.
Wait, didn't I make a saving throw to get up? Or
no, to shrug off the ongoing damage.
Oh,
and then, yeah, you need to make death save.
Which, failed death save.
They'll get you before then, don't sweat it.
Maybe.
Can you do it between the two of them? Okay. Yep, and on this one? No. So this one, giddy up. We need to do.
It's
going
to
be.
I play it on Monday.
Really? He's got 1 hit point left. 3 for Dimitri. You take 3 damage.
Can't take attacks of opportunity.
He does the draft.
Are you down?
No. I got a whopping 3 left.
Lloyd.
Okay.
You take 10 damage. It's starting turn.
Ever won one here?
Yeah.
Sometimes. So
not often.
You're still conscious though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fire away. You might as well just pound on it. It's got 4 hit points. You need to do 8 damage.
Okay, I need to whack it.
Blessing of battle?
Yeah, blessing of battle. 12 plus 6, 18.
Exactly
plus
what you 20. Need. Yep, roll the damage. You need to do 8 to kill it.
8.
All right.
That was this will matter though. It'll be dead, but how much is the total? Because you're going to take half of this yourself.
8 plus 4 plus 1 is.
So 13. Round down. So you're going to take 6, and the creature's dead.
And,
okay.
6.
Kill him.
And, I didn't take a move yet, eh?
You can take a move.
So I'm going to take a move. And I'm gonna take my action point.
Okay.
And hit the other guy too.
Okay.
That's gonna kill Dimitri.
You certainly will. Yes. Crit. Boom! So he kills the monster, but you're gonna take 6 points of damage. That'll knock you conscious, right?
Yeah.
But that's better than the 10 he would have taken at the start of his turn.
Best outcome.
Okay. So, you guys managed. That was good. I didn't think that the fight would be that exciting after you took out all the minions so fast. Okay, so a bunch of stuff happens here.
High level, yay.
So the
okay, what happened?
We killed him.
We're done.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay, go to paperwork. Okay,
what do we get?
The dragon. Okay, you already did that. Okay, so after the creatures are dead, you hear booted feet and see a large number of warriors approaching from further down the tunnel. So from this way. There are 8 of them. They all just seem like they're, you know, regular guys in armor. They have weapons, but they don't draw weapons to attack you. And the one guy steps forward as the leader. He's a grim-faced man of about 30 years old, steps forward to face you. He has a scar across his face and looks very tired. I am Alron Bladeshaper, leader of the Sons of Alangondar. You did well with the Kraken. You must be the heroes we've heard about, the ones who helped the heir take down the dragon. I'm going to blow through some of this a little bit more quickly because this took longer than I thought. So this is your opportunity to retell how great you guys are and all that jazz. Unfortunately, we'll blow through that. So you tell him all about yourselves. He's like, please come with me. You look as if you could use some rest. We have important matters to discuss. So this is where you guys have the option. You can fight these guys if you want, but you don't get any sort of rest. So considering 2 of you guys were unconscious, I got to think that's not in the cards.
No.
But depending on what you've been doing all along, if I don't agree with what these guys are, you have that option. So let's see, blah, 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 blah. They bring you to their base. You're taking through a complex of networks of tunnels until eventually arriving at one of the rebel hideouts. The hideout contains weapons, armor, and other supplies. A couple dozen rebels are present when you arrive. Some of the rebels watch you with curiosity while others frown.
Quick question. Do we get anything?
Yeah, after we got to go through all this jazz first. All
right.
350 experience points.
I leveled.
How much?
350. No more swag, though.
Do we get anything for less?
How much was the last encounter?
300 for the one before, 350 for this. And if any of you guys have money, you will have the option to buy stuff like these Sons of Balangondar, they're a rebel group, and like they have a stash of equipment. So again, they're going to give you a safe place to stay. And much like when you stayed at the House of a Thousand Faces, you tell them what you want. They can arrange for it to be there by the time you wake up. It's the regular prices in the book. I don't think anyone has that kind of cash, but I don't know.
Are we going to need gold for that?
What's that? No.
I've got 350. Get me anything?
360 is the minimum for a plus one item, but you can always buy consumables. Potions are only 50 GP for a healing potion. Okay, so let me just continue to read through this. So you're taken to a small room containing a cot for sleeping. Alaron offers you guys food and drink, as well as some rags to clean up the filth from the sewers. Alaron excuses himself temporarily, giving you a chance to talk in private. And this is the time where you guys can decide if you trust him or not. At this point, probably it's best to trust him. So a few minutes later, the doors open to admit Alaron Bladeshaper, a serious man of about 30 years, which you already knew. I don't know why they tell you that a second time. As I mentioned, my name, and he tells you his name again. He's the leader of the Sons of Balangondar. I suspect we both have questions for one another. And then you can talk to him about basically what's gone on so far during the adventure. And he explains that he wants to work with you guys, and he wishes to present you with a bargain. My sources tell me that you're searching for the Lost Heir. A few days ago, I might have killed you, fearing that you might be assassins. Now things have changed, and I want to help you find him. Basically, he tells you that he's grown displeased with this offer. You know, the Lost Heir appeared, it seemed like he was the greatest guy ever, but there's been a lot of unnecessary violence, the fact that he brought the dead rats in, the Sons of Balangondar are not happy about the way things are playing out. Oh, here, he's got a whole description. At first, the Heir showed definite promise in the push against Neverember, but his methods have grown increasingly dangerous. I became troubled when the Heir began inciting rebels to attack the Enclave. The time might come when we must face Lord Neverember, but that time has not yet come. I have no desire to see the city's innocence suffer as a result of our rash actions. Recently, the Heir has been advocating violent insurrection in the streets. I truly fear that the Heir's position is untenable. As the heroes who defied the dragon alongside the Heir, I believe you are the only ones who have a chance to talk some sense to him. I know I have no right to ask any favors of you, but now, but know that I seek only to serve the interests of Neverwinter. Will you do this? Will you try to convince the Heir to stop this madness before Neverwinter descends into an all-out civil war? And then again, if you're reluctant, you know, he tries to win you over. As a token of his good gesture, he gives the party two healing potions. So again, you guys can split those up. We have an audience with the Heir tomorrow morning. He's asked us to support him in an assault against the Protector's Enclave. We do not intend to help him, and without our aid, I fear he will jeopardize his life as well as the lives of others. Rest here for the night. In the morning, my guards will take you to the meeting place where perhaps we can talk some sense to him. If he refuses, let's just hope it doesn't come to that. Okay, so again, it assumes that you're going to stick around and you're going to help him out, and then he can answer some questions, which he can, you know, we can sort of cover some of that at the start of the next one. And, yeah, your characters have a chance to take an extended rest.
Cool. Bill Heaver safe?
We'll resolve all that at the beginning of the next one.